One consequence of the fall of the government last week is increased uncertainty over when the Czech Republic will adopt the common European currency. A target date for joining the euro had been promised for November, but the cabinet that made that pledge will no doubt be long gone before then. What does this evident setback on the road to euro adoption mean for the Czech Republic? That's a question I put to Radek Špicár, Director of External Affairs for the country's biggest exporter, Škoda Auto.
We still hope that either this government or a newly formed government will still take this issue very seriously, and they will announce the date for euro adoption at the end of this year. For business, it is extremely important that the government does so, because without a date, it is very difficult to plan anything. We are in a state of big uncertainty, and for business, this is very unfortunate.
In what ways is it unfortunate for Czech business?
It is, because the Czech crown is very volatile. That's the biggest problem. When you follow the currency, the exchange rate vis-a-vis euro, you see that the Czech crown is basically jumping up and down every single week. So it's hard to predict the development of the currency. And of course, when you are in business, that makes your life very difficult. Actually, in both ways. When the Czech crown is getting stronger, then of course you lose profit, and when it's getting weaker, yeah, it helps companies, but the problem is that a lot of them, in order to protect themselves against the strong currency, used hedging, and now they are actually, despite the fact that the Czech currency is weak, are losing a lot of money.
How is the fact that the Czech Republic isn't in the Eurozone affecting your company, Škoda?
Well, I must say that, first of all, we are losing profit because of the currency. So if you take last year, we, as one company, we lost 6 billion crowns just because of the Czech crown.
When the financial crisis hit towards the end of last year, many people said that it was good for the Czech Republic that they weren't in the Eurozone.
I don't think so. Because, as I said, we don't have euro. That's why there are a lot of speculations on Czech currency, on financial markets. It makes the Czech crown very volatile. So although I agree that in some way it helped us, I think that in general it was rather a disadvantage than advantage.
The Czech president, Václav Klaus, is no fan of the euro. The biggest party in the outgoing government, the Civic Democrats, they aren't particularly enthusiastic about it. How do you think that the ordinary Czech feels about the euro? Would they like the country to join?
I think that majority of them would. And when you look at the opinion polls at the beginning, a few years ago, the population was strongly against it. But I think that this now changed. When you look at the recent polls, majority of Czech people realize that it would be an advantage for the country to have euro. It would simply make their life easier. And they probably also understand that it's important for Czech economy, mostly because it's a very open economy. It's an export-oriented economy. More than 80% of our GDP is composed of export. And for exporters, to have euro will be an advantage. And I think that people reflect that in their thinking.
Finally, assuming someday the Czech Republic joins the euro, when do you think it's actually going to happen?
Well, we were hoping that it would be 2012, but it's now impossible technically. It's too late, because you know you have to join a certain system 2 years before you adopt the currency. So now the earliest possible time is 2013. So we still hope that when the government decides about the date for euro adoption, it will be 2013.
Radek Špicár from Škoda Auto. By the way, the governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Tuma, gave his view on when the Czech Republic will join the euro at a conference on Wednesday. He said it'll probably happen between 2013 and 2015. So we shall see. Now, a new translation of the Bible into modern